Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome, folks, to In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar, reminding you there's certainly many wonderful things to do, cultural, historical, and flat-out fun, like I always say. Right here in Mississippi, go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. Pumped about today's guest, country music superstar, singer-songwriter, musician, actor, record producer, and giver, as he is all about raising money for type 1 diabetes, something I totally dig. He has won many, many awards, many acclamations, acclaimed for his music, his acting, and his philanthropy. Like I said, his recording career has 5 major record label albums, all critically acclaimed. I can vouch for that. 4 from MCA Nashville and 1 from Giant Records, which includes 16 charted singles, including the smash hits Even the Man in the Moon is Crying, Are You Kidding Me, and Born to Love You, etc. We both spent time honing our skills back in the day in Marks, Mississippi, growing up at the Junction, Are You Kidding Me, for our mutual pal, now the Honorable Grendel Roy. Shout out to Grendel. He's got something new brewing, and it ain't coffee. I'll let him spill the beans. That's my guest. So let's get to it in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. One beautiful man in Mark Colley. What's up, Mark?
It's all good. How about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm here. I'm in the Delta. I'm happy, you know?
Well, good, yeah. And I spent a lot of good, wonderful days and a lot of nights down there.
Yeah.
And I know Mississippi very well, and I'm very proud and thankful for the time I've been able to spend there.
Mark, let's dig to it. Let's dig back. Let's go back. First of all, my listeners know this. I moved back, and when my traffic became tractors, I was very happy.
Yeah.
So shout out to all my farmer friends out there. But let's go back and talk about your time growing up. I know that we shared that stage. You were before me, a little before me. And just take me back to growing up, where you grew up, and sort of where the music bug bites you. And because, you know, you and I have never had this conversation.
I know. We've crossed paths a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing about you from a lot of folks, Grendel for one, and then later on Ray Van Hoy, and they were talking about this kid from Mississippi. and they were right about you. And I was going to say, I'm very glad to be on your show. I want to just say I've been a fan for a long time. And
you are too good.
Very very proud of what you've been able to accomplish and the contributions you've made. And
thank you, Mark. I
appreciate so thank you for that. You know, I was born and raised in Wayne County and Hardin County, just north of Muscle Shoals, and not too far from, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi, and up in there. But I was a Tennessee boy, country boy. And I started out playing music, you know, playing state line clubs and juke joints and honky tonks, led me to Memphis. And I think I was playing with the Hot Air Balloon down at Oakland Square. And I think that's where Grendel Roy came in, heard me. He said, I got venue down in March, Mississippi, won't y'all come down here? And I believe that's how it began. You can ask Grendel, it's been a day or two. began playing, pretty regular down in Mississippi, a lot of places. But March, Mississippi was the hot spot. That's where everybody was playing. And a lot of Grendel would always bring in some of my favorite, you know, what we call off-country or outlaw country acts and rock acts, and of course he booked me and whatever manifestation of a band I had at the time. You know, there was some great players in Memphis at the time, and it was a great proving ground for me as a place to try my new songs out, and you know, and sort of get my legs under me as a performer and a music maker, and make a few bucks in the process.
Yeah.
And I emphasize a few bucks, but you can make it up, get down there and back, you know. But Grendel was always good. If you ran out of money, he'd certainly keep you fed and give you a place to sleep.
Yeah.
And I got to know the mosquitoes pretty good down there a couple of summers, you know. they got to know me.
Yeah, well.
But we had a great time, and very, very proud to be part of that legacy that sort of came out of that Delta area, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I remember folks coming from every direction. I mean, every direction. It was insane. And they would all congregate right over these tracks in this place called the Junction. Long, narrow building. Grendel was could grab two guys with one in each hand, and send, if they start biting, lift them off the ground and take them out. You know, it's like unbelievable. But he was so good to us, and I'll never forget that, because we ran into some people that there's a little shade in there, you know, around them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they wouldn't pay you, or sometimes they'd pull a gun on you, but which we had happen. But my brother and I, but the bottom line was, man, when we came across him and his club, and he just, that's what it was supposed to be like. And it just really gave us an opportunity to hone our skills. So as a songwriter for you, was that something that, you know, for me, I wanted to become a performer because I love to write songs, and it all became one thing at some point. So performing was just as important for you. Which came first?
Well, I mean, I think I started, you know, trying to write songs as a kid, and began to sort of follow that avenue. It was a great way for me to help, you know, express myself and get a few things out, really, and sort of help me find my voice just as an individual. And that's been true for me my whole life. But when people began to say, "Well, those are pretty good," you know, do something with them.
Right.
And in high school, everybody was, you know, we put little bands together and play around. But it began to seem that there might be a possibility that I could, you know, make a go with this. And I was playing around Memphis, and people, you know, I'd open a few shows at the fairs, and people began to hear my songs, and they started picking them up, and that sort of led me on into Nashville. I mean, you talk about March, Mississippi in those days, it was pretty wide open in a lot of ways, but, you know, but I guess we were young enough to not know any better, that, you know, what the odds were of making it in the music business, you know?
Yeah, we didn't need to know the odds, that's for sure.
Yeah, I could probably write a whole chapter or maybe an entire book about my days and with Grendel and Marks and Memphis, but, and I'm being encouraged to do that, you know. You're not the first young talent that I crossed paths with in those days. You know, we used to play Marks, and we played over to Oxford. Played Oxford a lot, you know, but Ole Miss.
Yeah,
Occasionally get over to Hattiesburg, you know, but Ole Miss was Memphis, Ole Miss, and Marks, and over to Cleveland and Sharp Street Station. I'm still there tonight, but played a lot, and it was good days, as I recall. But I played a tobacco spitting contest one time.
Come on.
And in Raleigh, Mississippi, for Red Man Tobacco. And it was this young girl got up and sang. I think she sang the national anthem, and maybe How Great Thou. I mean, maybe Amazing Grace or something. I remember she came off and said, "You know, you're pretty good." And I said, you should really consider doing that. And I said, "Well, if you ever get to Nashville, come see me." Next time I saw her, she was answering the phone at Gary Morris's publishing company.
Wow.
And I asked her if she was singing. She said, "No, I'm just working." And I started telling her, I said, "She can sing. Y'all should get her sing your demo." Anyway, Faith Hill became a big star.
Come on.
Not long after that.
Get out of here.
So I knew Faith a long time before.
Yeah.
I guess before Tim got to town, you know. Tim and I got to be good buddies in the early days, and continue today. He's probably my
Faith.
One of my closest confidants. But so I've been blessed to be, I guess God put me in the presence of a lot of talent. He was one of them, Faith one of them, McGraw. But if it weren't for Grendel Roy, I couldn't afford to stay in Mississippi.
Grendel.
Bought a lot of gas and groceries in them days.
I tell you what, I remember when he told me, "Well, I'm going to law school because they're shutting me down. At some point, I got two years worth of income. I can get through it and become a lawyer." And then he becomes the judge in the county. That's what you call karma.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know, I've relied on his counsel for many years before he became a legal counsel, but I've relied on his legal counsel since then.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if I owe him money if we're even, but I always appreciate having him. But, you know, there's a lot of great. I think they're doing this reunion. I guess, is that coming up in December?
I think you and me are doing the reunion on December 2nd and 3rd, something like that.
Yeah, I can tell you, currently I'm scheduled to be out in Hollywood. It's either Dollywood or Hollywood for me, you know.
I love it.
We're scheduled to be out there, but I'm going to try to get back, and if I do, I'll see everybody then. If not, I told Grendel he could sing Man in the Moon for me.
Oh, man. Well, is that...
Or maybe I'll get the Morton twins to play it, or...
Oh, man.
Robert Dickerson can play it on steel, or Tony Criscia will sing it for me. That's some old guys that I think are coming. Great players, and would love to see them, but if I don't, I'll be there in spirit.
Steve Azar with Mark Colley in a Mississippi Minute. Go to visit Mississippi.org. Please trust me. So many cool things to do that we have right here. Check out one of our incredible trails. Check out the Rider's Trail. Focus on that. Be right back.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide the key technology solutions to power your business while ensuring safety and productivity in the workplace. Visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
At Clinton Body Shop, we really do take pride in perfection. And that's why we've been awarded the ICAR Gold Certification for our 30th year straight. Only 11 shops worldwide have accomplished this. This remarkable achievement can only happen with continuous training from ICAR and the manufacturers of the vehicles you drive. In fact, we're trained and certified by more automakers than any shop in the market. At a time when insurers are pushing more than ever for discounted and shortcut repairs that save them money, why not insist on Clinton Body Shop, where you get an OEM certified repair using certified parts? If an insurer tries to steer you somewhere else, tell them you want the shop that's certified by the manufacturer of the car you drive. We're located in Clinton and Richland, or online at clintonbodyshop.com.
Watkins Construction and Roofing. They are the premier company to count on. I know that by personal experience and customer satisfaction, and a professional team with the experience of a NASCAR pit crew. Plus, state-of-the-art equipment from start to finish. It also includes the respect for your home or business with a meticulous cleanup when the job is done. For a free estimate, call the Watkins team, 601-966-8233, or go to nomoreroofleak.com, nomoreroofleak.com.
If you or someone you know suffers from dizziness or imbalance, Physical of Jackson, spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, can help improve your balance and decrease your chances of falling. Susan Geiger and her team of specialized therapists are as unique as their name, providing a personalized approach to therapy and cutting-edge equipment. Physical, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, spelled different because we are different. Call today for your appointment, 601-487-2260.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. The Philly cheesesteak sandwich or wrap, melt-in-your-mouth pulled pork sandwich, and the best burger in the metro. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar, rolling into a Mississippi Minute. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I really appreciate this. Love doing this show. Love my team at Super Talk. Blessed to do it. Blessed when I have a man like Mark Colley. What an artist. Just grateful to have him on the show. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's your next getaway. Hey, Mark, let's talk about the even the man in the moon is crying. I can tell you this. When I first heard that, I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, it was just, it was perfect. You know what I'm saying? So I remember that song because I was coming back and forth to Nashville at that time. You know, just and trying to sell our house, and we had just got married like a year and a half before, Gwen and I. And so I remember hearing that going like, well, now that's a song. And then Mark Allen Springer, who I ended up becoming a co-publisher with, and we had success together, he had Two Sparrows and a Hurricane. So those two songs were jumping out at me off the radio like you won't believe. They just sounded so dang honest. Take me back to how it all came about. You know, where's the inspiration come from? And then how big, that was a big moment for you.
Yeah, it was really great. I made a couple of records, I guess, with Tony Brown,
right?
And for MCA, and we had some great early success, you know. And I was basically making a living as songwriting sort of got me in the door with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a song with Aaron Tippin called "Something with a Ring to It," which was got a lot of attention in Nashville, and it was my first single. Also, Garth Brooks cut it too, you know, so that was kind of a good thing, but that was before he was Garth Brooks, you know.
Right.
But and a lot of guys would get. I mean, Martina McBride. I was on their first record, and Colin Ray, and had a couple on Marty Stewart's Hillbilly Rock album that Marty and I wrote. So a lot of guys were getting their break at the same time, and we had some really good success. But Don Cook, great songwriter and producer, he wanted to do a record with me, and he had just gotten Brooks and Dunn off signed. And he was doing Brooks and Dunn, and I said, let's write a song and see if we can do anything. And that was the first thing we wrote. And
wow!
We met at Don Lott's office, and I just come back from traveling across Arizona and out west, and I remember just the vast beauty of all that, and I really hadn't had a chance to experience that. But Don came in, and he had this idea about, it was so sad. It was during the first Gulf War. And, he said, even the man in the moon is crying. And,
wow.
I said, okay. And then I think we wrote it in about a half an hour.
Yeah.
Because Don was not going to miss lunch. He always made lunch by 11:30 or 12.
You're cracking me up. I had similar writers that were like that, and they would be looking at their clock, and I'm going, man, we got to get a certain amount of this done before we go to lunch, because I know they're going. I know I can see their, I can hear their stomachs growling, and I'm like, you know.
We knocked it out pretty quick. I mean, just a conversation, like you know how a songwriter.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've written thousands and thousands of tunes in my life. You never know when you're going to get one that's going to make a difference.
Yeah,
or always connect.
I always feel like I think the man upstairs, even the man upstairs, knows we're working really hard, and he throws us one sometimes.
You're a vessel. We're just vessels for whatever's going on.
Has anybody re-recorded? You did such a great version. Sometimes I feel like records can't be redone again by anybody, but sometimes they get redone. You know, some people, we have friends that have had multiple. My buddy Mark Allen has "Where Corn Don't Grow." It's the third cut now. It went from Waylon to Travis, now to he's got another cut out with "Where Corn Don't Grow." And I'm going like, I don't understand how he keeps getting that same song cut.
Well, there's guys who Blake Shelton. I know he does "Man the Moon Live" sometimes.
That's
YouTube. And a guy came up and told me one night after a show, he said, I just came from Austin and Willie encored with Even the Man in the Moon.
Gosh.
So that was great. Yeah.
You know, where you grew up, it's an interesting place, right? All this history we made, our friends Norbert and Putnam and David Briggs and the Muscle Shoals.
Yeah.
How much of that affected you? And how did you get to go record with Rick Hall and ever do any of that stuff?
I mean, when I was a kid, I'd go down to and I would do some demos, you know, or just sing my songs. I didn't really know I was doing demos. I was just trying to get some attention, you know. But there was a lot of clubs along that state line in those days, and guys from muscle shows that were down there, you know, making records would come up the state line, and, you know, it's the only place you could get a beer, and
yeah.
I mean, the alcohol or anything else they might have been looking for. So that was where I grew up playing music.
Sure.
And so, yeah, muscle shows affected me a lot. In fact, Barry Beckett was we hired Barry to be the band leader on my first album, and that was a great thrill.
Yeah, became a great producer.
And I was able to get Beckett, and I got James Burton on guitar, and, of course, I was doing the record with Tony Brown. You know, Tony was Elvis' band leader, so he knew all the good cats, you know.
When and, with you musically, sort of like, did you – okay, for me, it was very complicated, and when I finally came – and stumbled across Rafe. We were both being managed by Gold Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Rafe was able to be the guy. I mean, he taught me so much how to make my own records. Just being with him, being around him, and he was able to sort of sit in the shotgun seat, as I call it, and let me do my thing. Now, maybe it took me a long time to figure out what that was, because I went through all of these directions. I just trying to find out where my voice and what I was supposed to say and how I was supposed to do it. I was really a slow learner, I'm telling you, Mark. But when Rafe came along, it was the perfect storm for me, and the way he treated me as an artist and a songwriter and a writing partner and everything changed my world. So, and it taught me how to be a mentor for others. Now, with you, were you able to go in with anybody? Because I couldn't. So, and like the whole A-team, and because you seemed to have a grasp of who you were at a younger age.
Well, you know, I started playing from the time I was a kid, you know. And Rafe is the same. I mean, when Rafe came to town, you probably know this, but Rafe Van Hoy is probably, if I could say who was maybe the greatest writing influence or the best writer I ever worked with, that says Rafe Van Hoy. He's a genius.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know, but Rafe probably had 30 number ones. I don't even know how many he's been a part of. But, I mean, Golden Rings with Georgia Tammy, I think he was 18 when he wrote that. Or it might have been 18 when he wrote Watch Forever for John Michael.
He was 17. 17.
17, yeah. So he was a prodigy. I was a big fan of his, and when I found out he and I were about the same age, I just really couldn't stand him. Because he'd already had, by the time I got to town, he'd already had, like, you know, platinum records everywhere. But we met, I'll tell you a little story. The night I met Rafe and Deborah Allen, his wife at the time, I couldn't wait to meet him, and we went over to his home one night, and we started having a conversation, and then all of a sudden we were saying, well, that'd be a good song. So he set a microphone up in the middle of his living room, or in the middle of the, we walked into the house, and we stood around that microphone, and we started writing songs, you know. And we wrote about like 10 songs in about 2 or 3 hours. I think 7 of them were on major, got cut. Maybe all of them got cut. But that was my, so I knew then that the Lord had put me in a good spot.
Yeah, he put us
and
both in that
and I
spot.
Became great friends. And,
and
you know, you were, I mean, when I found out you were working with Rafe, I didn't have any doubt in my mind you were going to have good records.
Well, it just all made sense to me. It was so easy. The only problem that was hard was he liked to wake up around 3 because they had foil on their windows, and I had my third child on the way, and they were all at a young house, right? Yeah, and so, and then he would wake at 11 o'clock, I swear. Mark, we had already written a song, recorded half of it. He'd turn around and look at me, and he'd go, hey, hey. And like he just said hello for the first time in the day. And I went, he's just waking up.
I remember we all went to dinner one night right after y'all got together. Maybe you just were having your first hit. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. Of course I do.
Yeah, and I was very proud of that. Anyway, but, you know, it's great to talk to you.
Man, thank you, buddy.
After all this time.
Yeah.
And it's really great to recall some of those really fundamental moments in our lives that were so great, and today is a great moment for me because
you're the best.
When I guess Grendel told me maybe you were doing this, and I looked into it, and I'm having tremendous success with this, and And I just want to say congratulations again.
Man. I love it. This is why I love it right here. We're getting to know you better, which we hadn't had the opportunity, and this show has allowed me. So my team at Supertalk, I always think about it. I put them in my prayers every day because I love this so much, getting to know. Selfishly, it's the most unselfish thing I've ever done because I'm asking the questions. I love it. But listen, we're going to take a break. And usually, this is the part, since you grew up close enough to the Mississippi line, here's what we're going to do. I usually say Mississippi is the birthplace of American music, but we are with Mark Colley, the great Mark Colley. Visit Mississippi.org is it, even though Alabama's got a lot going on. Mark knows. Second of all, instead of you playing DJ, well, I'll let you play DJ. Do you want to hear Mark Colley or Mark Colley? I'm going to make it difficult on you.
The man in the moon is crying.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 61. Tonight, widespread frost, otherwise mostly clear, low around 33. Your Saturday, sunny conditions, high near 69. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around 47. And for your Sunday, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 73.
This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
Stop. David Cox here, Omar Financial. Do you have a 401k, IRA, retirement, or CD coming due? We can help with market-like returns and zero risk. Call David Cox, 957-3841, 957-3841 now.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. Glass Networks, they're going to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops, or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desktops, insulation, glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Cross Gates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. 601-605-4443.
This is Dennis Stevenson, Director of the Motor Carrier Safety Division of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety. The Highway Patrol, in conjunction with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, is conducting big rig road checks for safety each month throughout the state for motor vehicles. Troopers and truckers working together to keep our roads and highways safe. Since the program began, we have issued over 15,000 citations to ensure that everyone is safe on the road. Troopers and truckers working together to keep our Mississippi roadways safe.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. House Democrats passed President Biden's landmark social and climate spending bill this morning. Representative Jared Golden of Maine was the only Democrat to vote no, and Build Back Better got zero Republican support. In an effort to delay passage, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke on the House floor for more than 8.5 hours. He broke the record for the longest speech on the House floor. Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the Committee on Homeland
Homeland Security, says he's proud the majority came together. $1.5 billion of it will go to the Department of Homeland Security for cybersecurity, domestic terrorism, and reducing the department's carbon footprint. The Senate won't consider the bill until after Thanksgiving, and they're expected to make changes. Paid family leave could be removed, as well as a cap on state and local tax deductions. Were that to happen, the bill would go back to the House for reconsideration. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Nothing serves up healthy happiness like a plate of Mississippi pork. Looking for a dish that's high in protein? Try Tender Pork Sirloin, packed with 24 grams of protein and only 173 calories per serving. Or how about mouthwatering pork loin with 22 grams of protein and only 122 calories per serving? And the taste will have your family begging for more. This message brought to you by the Mississippi Pork Producers Association and the National Pork Board Checkoff.
Hey, it's Richard Cross. Join us every weekday for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford. The all-new 2021 Ford F-150 is here with available interior work surface for putting in work. Standard sync Ford technology plus a huge 12-inch touchscreen and Pro Power onboard outlets for all kinds of jobs. Not only is the all-new 2021 Ford F-150 tough, it's smart. Built Ford proud. Built Ford tough. See a Ford dealer near you for details, and don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
The biggest week in Mississippi sports is here. State versus Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl. Egg Bowl. Bragging rights for another year are on the line. And each afternoon, Sports Talk Mississippi is your trusted authority for the latest news and insider information. And on game day, you can catch the play-by-play action on many of these same Super Talk stations. Happy Egg Bowl from Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute. We got the great Mark Colley. He has done more in the music business, acting, production. He's done it all. He's definitely a role model that I looked up to and said, that's my kind of guy. And what a songwriter. What a song, an honest songwriter. Such a fan, and I'm really happy that we have finally gotten to communicate on a longer, in a Mississippi Minute. We've never had that opportunity. Always been a bunch of people with us when we've been together. Visit Mississippi.org. Please check it out. So many cool things that we have. You guys, just believe me. Trust me. All right, Mark, you got a lot of stuff brewing right now, and you're always evolving, which I love about you. Folks in our business, where especially me as well, I've got to continue to evolve, and it's all in the name of arts. As long as it's that, then I'm a happy camper. So what's going on with you right now?
Well, this, as coming out of sort of weathering through the pandemic, been working on a project for some time, an album of a collection of tunes that are sort of based around my experiences in life and growing up as sort of, a roadhouse, rockabilly musician, And my earliest real heroes were like Carl Perkins and obviously Elvis and those guys, but mostly guys like Carl Perkins or Eddie Cochran, And so I've been working on this story that I'm collaborating with a good friend of mine, sort of a long gestating process of a telling of this story that we call the Rockabilly Hitman. And it's about a guy that works in places like, we worked. But his gig is playing music, but his real gig is he's sort of an avenger of evil.
Hmm.
Kind of like a Roadhouse Batman, you might say.
That's too cool.
But so the album, my recent album, Book of My Blues, is songs that I have written or collected that are based around the characters in this graphic novel. This will be a sort of a comic book, if you might say, but then we're working to spin that off into something greater on film or television.
Wow.
And my partner in this is on the story side is Jonathan Hensley. Jonathan wrote Die Hard and Con Air. He's an action film writer, so I've got a great partner there.
Yeah.
And I made the record with a guitar player and producer named Kenny Greenberg and Joe Cromwell.
Still have both of them. I just was in the studio with them via Zoom recently.
Yeah, and it's So they're my sort of a collective production team. And we put this album together. It's out now. It's called The Book of My Blues, and there's some videos with it. And if you go to rockabillyhitman.com, you can see the first images of the comic, and you can see some of the liner notes from the script. But the story's really told through songs, and it allowed me to sort of tell these tales into music, sort of like my heroes like Cash and the early guys could tell these gothic southern. It's a southern gothic tale, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of me in there and a little bit of a fiction, but, you know, only the names have been changed, so I'll keep Judge Roy out of trouble, you know. but it's a lot of fun, and it also allowed me to record some of my favorite rock. I mean, I've never really got to go in to do strictly rockabilly,
yeah.
Which was what, you know, they kind of signed me to do, but rockabilly is me, but you know, it's evolved and changes and goes around, you know. But I got to go back and just cut some of the songs that I grew up cutting my teeth on. I got to record the songs like Matchbox by Carl Perkins, and I recorded a song by my version of an old Night Train to Memphis, you know.
Yeah.
Which was one of the earliest, you know, sort of. Evolutions of pop culture into rock and roll, and so you can hear that, and I hope the fans will enjoy that. It's a little bit of the old school country stuff that I did, like, you know, if you listen to this, you could probably hear these songs. I could have done these songs at my Friday night set or Saturday night set at the Junction, you know.
Yeah. You know, I got to ask you something, because so the one thing I know about you is, you know, we've known artists at times, and it drives me crazy, who are always looking sort of for an angle. Like, I had one artist one time say, hey, I want to create this band. We want to be the country version of the Village People, and we'll be this. I said, man, that's too much thinking. You're overthinking everything. That freaked me out. You're the furthest thing away from that. Everything to me that you represent comes from this really honest, as my listeners, they're sick of hearing me say this, but it's important, a very honest, real place. So it's sort of autobiographical to me, and a celebration, it sounds like, of your love for rockabilly. You think of the Burnett brothers, think about Billy, his dad's and uncle, and the history behind that and how close it was to both of us, but how that affected you. Where the heck did this come from, this idea? Because I know you're not sitting up at night twiddling your thumbs, going racking your brain, going like, I got to come think of the next thing. That's not you. It has to come naturally. So when did it happen?
I started writing when I first started getting work in Hollywood doing films, you know, and I was lucky to get, you know, a lot of breaks in that. And I'm a storyteller, you know, and I read a lot of scripts. So I began to sort of tell this. You write what you know, and you know that. You write about what you know. You do that way, you don't have to make it up.
Right.
And you can just try to interpret what you know into a song. And I know about a lot of guys, good guys and bad guys, and, you know, guys in between. And I know about what it's like going up in the country, going up on the Bible Belt, you know, and going to the church, you know, singing in church house on Sunday, but Saturday night singing at the Roadhouse, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, back in those days, I started out playing piano, you know. When I was playing up and down through there, we used to haul an upright piano around with us.
Oh, my gosh.
Put a couple of microphones there. It was never in tune, but we beat the hell out of it anyway.
Yeah, not supposed to be in tune. That wouldn't be.
So I would. So I understand that sort of deal. And there's so many stories, great stories, about real people. And it's sort of a story about the battle between good and evil, and the right and the wrong, and the choices we make, and some of the choices I've made.
Sure.
And so, Book of My Blues covers a lot of that.
I can't wait.
Collaborators on it.
I'm going to be driving to see our baby girl tomorrow in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and. And I'm going to go, my wife and I, we're going to crank it the whole way. the whole this album.
Well,
we are going to do it.
Book enjoy of my blues. Enjoy it. And I mean, I wrote, you know, this the book takes place somewhere between you know, Bilabatry and Jackson and Marks and Muscle Shoals and Memphis.
Man, yeah. what just think about where we grew up and how important it was for us to be on these hallowed grounds that's just, it's so inspiring, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, well, the thing of it is that I think we've all, you know, I broke Giants Crossroads multiple times in them days. and I'd always, you know, we didn't have cell phones then, so it was either walk, hitchhike, or wail in the morning.
yeah. Cell phones. You got to be kidding. Are you kidding? Do they even have pay phones anymore? I was looking for one just driving past some places that used to be, and
I don't know.
No phones there anymore.
I don't know. No. Fortunately, I don't have to.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have to need one anytime soon.
Hey, we're talking to Mark Colley. Visit Mississippi.org. Check it out, folks. We're going to be right back, and we've got a short segment left, but blessed to be in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio with an incredible artist. What a guy. What a talent. You got to check out Rockabilly Hitman. Go check that website out. Book of My Blues is Mark's latest record, and he's doing it right, like he always has. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking need. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Ben Shapiro.
Every day we're driving the debate in America with the fastest moving, hardest hitting, most comprehensive fact-based commentary on the radio.
Ben Shapiro, tonight at 9 on Super Talk Mississippi. From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
With all the disruption in all businesses lately, our clients at PeopleEase didn't miss a beat. Did you struggle to get the necessary records required for COVID relief programs such as PPP, ERTC, or FFCRA? Will you be ready next time? Our clients at PeopleEase are ready. Call PeopleEase today at 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit our website, peoplelease.com.
November 19 and 21st, everyone is heading to the Ford Center at Ole Miss University, including original Fifth Dimension stars, Grammy winners Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Marilyn McCoo.
And I'm Billy Davis Jr.
Giving a warm shout out to our friend Mary Donnelly Haskell, who's starring in Life in the Piazza.
This show and our friend Mary are just fantastic. So do yourselves a favor. Don't miss it.
Please visit OleMissBoxOffice.UniversityTickets.com.
Tune in this Saturday morning from 8 till 10 for Weekend Gardening, where Garden Mama Nellie Neal will tackle all your gardening questions. Weekend Gardening, brought to you in part by The Tractor Store, your local Mahindra dealer. The Tractor Store, Highway 49 South in Richland.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Hello here. Look, we all know this. Increasing your ACT score could save you thousands of dollars in college tuition. The Jumpstart Test Prep online review has helped thousands of students improve their scores, and they can help you too. JumpstartTestPrep.com reviews all the must-know contents and provides the tips, the strategies, and timed practices you need. Purchase the entire review or just the subjects you need the most help with at JumpstartTestPrep.com. Use promo code JUMP, J-U-M-P, at the checkout to save 30% on your purchase. JumpstartTestPrep.com.
Is your business or home protected from power outages? Hurricanes cause widespread outages, with some lasting days and even weeks. Don't wait for a hurricane to hit. Prepare today with a standby residential or commercial generator from Taylor Power Systems. Give yourself an advantage over power outages with a Taylor Power standby generator. Give us a call today at 601-922-4444.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're all alone in the river, and I don't know where. I hate when the Mississippi Minute comes to an end. Mark Colley, what an artist, what a songwriter, what an actor. He is in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. We'll steal him over those lines if we need to, state lines, not a problem. He was influenced big time by a lot of Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana, you name it. The bottom line is he's on the show with me, and I'm very grateful for that. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Hey, Mark, acting-wise, I mean, you know, I mean, that's always scared me. I got to be honest with you. I was approached quite a bit, and I said, no. So, I mean, you got to really want to do that. And my son's a filmmaker, so I get that. And his side of things, but it's a natural fit. For you, it just seems like it's been a natural sort of transition. Did you do any of that growing up, or when did that all start making a difference in your career?
Well, I obviously, you know, making videos in the beginning was sort of, you know, a new experience, and it was very fun to do. And that was when CMT was just, you know, barely started, and so we started having videos, and I was intrigued just by the whole process of making videos from behind the camera. Then I got, I began to get some attention, people encouraging me, but I think in 1991 or 92, we were in New York, and I got a call to come up and open for Johnny Cash. Actually, called me and asked me to come up, and he was encouraging me. He and Gene wanted me to play him in a movie. This is like in 92 when a movie was still, you know, a decade away, I guess. And so I said, well, I don't really know. I don't have any, you know, movies under my belt. He said, well, go get some, you know.
Go get some.
And so he started encouraging me to, you know, to do that. So I began, you know, considering it. And then Steven Seagal, I took a song over for the soundtrack to BMI for Steven Seagal's Fire Down Below. And the casting director was at BMI at the office there where I dropped off the music. And they said, could you come in here and read this? And I went and read a few lines, and next thing I know, I'm playing the bad guy, biting Steven Seagal on the screen. He said, "What have you got to do?" I said, "Well, he's going to beat you up and, you know, throw you around a little bit." And I said, "Well, I've been getting beat up and knocked around all my life. I never got paid for it, so, you know." So I took off that way, and it opened doors, and then, of course, more recently, I've been able to do some more serious stuff on the TV show Nashville. Was a great. I did a season there where I was able to develop it a little. And I actually did a short film, which was my screen test for Johnny, and he really wanted that to happen, but it didn't. But it did bring me closer to John and June, and I learned a great deal from my life. You can go online, I think, and find "I Still Miss Someone." It's a short film with John Lloyd Miller. John's a great director and a writer, and I think he actually won the New York Film Festival with this film. And,
wow!
And that sort of kept catapulting us forward into Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was all good, and still is today, and that's why we're hoping that Rockabilly Hiltman will make it to the screen.
I love this idea. Okay, not an idea. Forget the idea.
One thing I wanted to tell you is that meeting John, and in those days I was opening some for John and Haggard, and so I was inspired to take my guitar to Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary and just go in and sing a few songs. Well, that led me into an opportunity to make a record there with Tony Brown. I went back to MCA and made this record, and we filmed it. And this year, and over the last 10 or 20 years, I've been going back into prisons and have helped to develop teaching programs to help inmates who are getting ready for reentry to find their voice and sort of gain some confidence through songwriting and self-expression through music. And this is a 20-year celebration of that this month.
Wow.
And we're re-releasing that album and those videos and the documentary film this fall. And if you go on my Facebook, you can see there's a lot of information about it on there. But I'm proud of that.
Oh, man.
My wife, Tammy, and I travel, and we go, and we try to help people on the inside and on the outside, and we try to help create healing and better understanding, try to keep young guys from going back to jail for doing dope, you know.
Wow, man, that is too good.
We also apply it to drug rehabs, you know.
Wow, man, that's, you know the power of music, Mark, right? I mean, it's, I mean, we've seen the toughest, roughest people melt with the right song.
Well, I think the right song can lead you to the right spot, and that's at the cross, you know.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. That's
the best thing about it is that there's freedom in a song.
Yeah.
There's hope in song.
Mm.
And if that song can get you a little closer to find your salvation, redemption, and we can't keep everybody out of jail, but I know how to keep them out of hell, you know.
That's right.
And if I can do that with a song, I'm certainly going to try, you know.
Yeah. Our time is done here in a Mississippi Minute. Mark, guys, folks, Mark Colley, go to his Facebook page, check that out. That documentary was coming out. 20 years working with prisoners. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Rockabilly Hitman is going to be the greatest new superheroes that we've ever seen. Check that out. Book of My Blues is his latest record. I'm going to be listening all the way to Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm back with my bride tomorrow. I'm heading to see my baby girl, Cecilia. So, Mark Colley, thank you so much for spending a Mississippi Minute. And visit Mississippi.org is something that you actually played an important role in your growing up and playing on our wonderful hallowed grounds we call Mississippi. So, thanks, pal. Blessings to you. I'll hug Grendel for you if you don't make it.
All right. Thanks, dude.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.